Well, hello and welcome. This is a Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 24th of March, 2024. I've had a lot of problems trying to record this tonight. I don't know what was going on, but my PC just wouldn't let it record, or after a few seconds would just freeze. I've used this software for years, so I don't understand what was going on. It seems to have sorted now. Anyway, thank God, because this have problems, I would be very, very difficult as a podcaster to record any podcast. I'm a little tired. I was up early this morning for some crazy reason. I had an early night last night. In fact, I've been off work for 4 days in a row now after booking Thursday, Friday off. I've got this week off as well, but I'm actually on call from Friday. But yeah, one of the things I like to do when I'm on holiday, of course, is try and catch up on sleep. It's one of those cliche things. I'm such a busy person that during the week when I'm at work, I just don't find I have the time to do everything. And I end up spending way too long doing things that I shouldn't do instead of sleeping. And this week, especially this last weekend, this last few days, I've managed to catch up on a lot of sleep. Last night, I was in bed by about 7 o'clock, believe it or not. Roxy was tired too. We've been doing a lot of walking, a lot of gardening, and really just making sure that we are ready to go and refreshed. Gardening, of course, is a big priority. It's one of the things that I do to relax, and I love gardening. There's no doubt you know. So what have we been doing? We have been out in our garden, giving it a good spring tidy. We have cleared away the quail cage. We've built a hedgehog house. We've cleared away most of the straw bales. The garden is just looking so much better. It's had that spring tidy up. I suspect many of us will be doing that next week with the long weekend ahead. But I've got ahead of game, giving it all a good spring tidy up. I went down the allotment yesterday and planted out my potatoes. So they are growing, hopefully, and hopefully they're going to produce some decent potatoes. Fingers crossed. We've got to keep an eye on them over the coming weeks and see what happens. Of course, good mulching and things like that. When I was planting out my potatoes, I recorded a video and it sort of came out, and that I've discovered that growing potatoes actually helps reduce the amount of couch grass. There's several reasons for this. See, potatoes, big plants, they shade out the couch grass. We, of course, add mulch, which also shades out the couch grass. And then when we harvest the potatoes, we tend to remove all the little bits of roots as well. So there's a lot of good reasons behind growing potatoes, especially if you have couch grass. But it's not completely foolproof, and it is one of those crops that it's a staple crop, but if you do have couch grass, it's not going to completely solve it. It's just part of the system that I've developed to reduce the amount of couch grass that we have, and it's paying off. The beds that have grown potatoes in the past have considerably less couch grass in them than what we have today. So yeah, definitely recommend, if you do have problems with couch grass, try growing potatoes and follow a few other things to try and beat it. Now, something I did today was, of course, sow the lettuce seeds from this month's gift pack. Lettuce is one of those crops that I think we should grow all the time. It is such a delicious, useful, healthy crop that it should be in a vegetable garden at all times. We still have winter lettuce in the greenhouse and outside that we're harvesting. We still have lettuce in the veggie pot as well as a number of other treats that we can add to it. But this lettuce that we're growing is a loose leaf lettuce. And what that is, it doesn't form a head like what you would see in a supermarket. You just pick the few leaves as and when you need them, almost like a bag of lettuce, and you use those as required. Now, it's called cut and come again because you could literally take a pair of scissors, cut them off just above ground level, and they will regrow. And you can do that about 3 times. And that's where, if you're going to follow that method, you would successionally sow. So you sow quite a few seeds now, a few more seeds in 3 weeks' time, and a few more seeds in 3 weeks' time after that. What I've actually done is, Charles Dowding has said that if you just pick out some of the leaves, you can make these last for a lot longer than cutting and cutting. So I'm going to try that. I have sown them in a quarter of the veggie pod, the medium veggie pod that is, all just scattered on the soil, given a light covering over with a bit of compost, and we'll water it in well. Within a few weeks, I'd expect to see germination, and within a few more weeks, we can start harvesting those. So we've got to pay close eye and pay attention to see what happens. Just picking a few leaves as required, along with all the other lettuces and other things that we have, mustard and lamb's lettuce, just to add a bit more flavour. We're going to make quite a few salads this year. I'm trying to lose weight. I've been saying that for years, but this year I really want to lose weight. I'm not happy when I look at myself in the mirror, or back on camera. So I really want to lose weight. I'm not being, I'm not being facetious. But it's not because of how I look. It's more for health reasons. I'm fairly fit and healthy, don't get me wrong, but I want to eat healthier so I can enjoy more of this life. I think that's something we all need to do, isn't it? We all need to make the most of it. And grow your own, I've always said, does help lead a healthy, fit lifestyle. But I overeat, so I want to eat more salads to try and combat that. Fingers crossed it will happen. I have lost weight this year, so I'm hoping that is going to carry on and we'll eat more salads to help with that. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up. A little bit short, I know. I've mentioned a few things that I've done. Something I did want to mention, actually, tonight's live stream, we were talking about garden photography, which is something that I talk about quite often with you guys because I love photography. One of the things I think came out, it was difficult to show tonight because I didn't want to get too technical. I wanted to try and stay within the garden photography chat. But quite a few people went down the more technical route, but which was all well and good and interesting. But one of the things I think came out with digital cameras these days, we can take as many photos as we can. So we just got to practice. And that is the same as gardening, isn't it? It's all about practicing year in, year out to try and improve upon what we have. Well, guys, I'm going to wrap this one up. You take care. I'll speak to you again on Thursday for the Supporters Club, but tomorrow's night podcast will be out as well. You take care. I'll speak to you again then. All the best.